My name is Daniel Locke, and I am a park ranger here at Bryngarrow. We're on the main lawn in front of Bryngarrow House, and Bryngarrow House is, I suppose, the backdrop to the country park itself. There's architectural evidence in the house to suggest that it goes back to the 1500s, the earliest part of the building, and it would have been a farmhouse at that time. And the landscape around it would have been your typical 16th century farming landscape, so a mix of fields and woodlands and the river Garrow down to the east. So it's pretty much the same type of landscape you see around you today. In fact, the country park has essentially preserved that landscape, and it's an iconic landscape of the South Wales area. And I think, personally, I think that's quite significant for the park, that it does have this this antiquity, if you like. It's only 30 years old, less than 30 years old as a country park, but the landscape itself is ancient, and it's an iconic landscape for the South Wales area. With Bryngarrow, I suppose, more than any park I've worked in before, really, it's not just a question of where you go, but it's when you go, because Bryngarrow does have a different face, I suppose, for each of the seasons in which you might visit. And then in the spring, you've got the bluebell woods. And in the UK, I think we've got half of all the bluebells in the world, which is fairly sort of special in its own right. But in the park here, on a good year, in my opinion, I think we've got some of the best bluebell woodlands in the UK. So you could be justified in saying that Bryngarrow has world-class bluebell woodlands, which is a big claim for a small country park, but I think it's perfectly valid. In the summer, then, you've got the wildflower meadows, and when they're in their full glory, they're a really special sight, literally buzzing with wildlife. And then in the autumn, you have the autumn colours down in the Japanese garden with the Japanese maples, and the reds and the golds and the oranges make the trees sort of almost look like they're on fire. And people again come just to stop and stare and look at them. And I think the fact that a park can do that, can make you sort of stop in your tracks and sort of arrest you for a moment, is really special. And the transformations of nature which you can see in Bryngarrow on a seasonal basis are really pronounced, and it's part of the beauty and the charm of the site. Now we're in an area of the park that we call the Nature Garden. On some of the older maps of the park, it's shown as the Retreat Field, and I've always thought it's quite an appropriate name for it. It does have this feel of being sort of self-contained and almost like a sanctuary. This field has got special significance for me personally, because I've been involved in its development over the last 6 years. 6 years ago, it was totally overgrown with an invasive plant called Himalayan balsam and bracken. So I set about clearing it. I had a feeling we could make something a bit more special with the area. It's one of those jobs I never really would have started if I'd known how much work lay ahead. But nevertheless, I did start. And then we have a really active and dedicated volunteer group here at the park. And they basically provide the muscle to implement a load of projects that we implement here. And also assist with countryside management tasks in general. But they, as I said, provided the muscle to get this cleared. And we got it back to bare earth eventually, and I was terrified I'd caused a complete catastrophe. But within a few summers, this amazing wildflower meadow gradually started appearing, and it obviously was lying dormant in the seedbed here. The field systems around the park are, we think, really old. We've done some dating on the hedgerows, and they seem to be about 800 years old, so the field systems are fairly ancient. So over those centuries, a really good seedbed of natural sort of native wildflowers has built up. And in the summer here now, you can see eyebrights and speedwells, primroses and cowslips, and there's all sorts of flowers and grasses in here, and it's a real sort of success story in terms of the project.